GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Sunday, September 6, 2026. Compiled Sunday, September 6, 2026, by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Deep State Democrats used actors and clones, and holograms, to fake Biden presidency. BRICS Alliance dismantled petrodollar and activated global currency reset. World banks broke, closing after using fiat monies for years. Judy Note, the headline for today ought to be how Deep State Democrats used actors, clones and holograms to fake the Biden presidency. Saturday, September 5, 2026, The Biden Illusion, Trump drops classified proof Deep State used actors, clones, and holograms to fake a presidency, American Media Group, amgnews.com. World banks were broke after years of printing unlimited fiat U.S. dollars and lending money they didn't have. The situation has forced the BRICS alliance to dismantle the petrodollar through a gold-slash-asset-backed global currency reset and has shaken the financial world to its core. Not to worry. President Trump, again, to the rescue. The president already has a new global quantum financial system, QFS, in place. Tuesday, September 1, 2026, the QFS was live, covering the planet and officially mapped to local routing networks. The QFS was replacing the broken banking order that fed on debt and control, while forming the foundation of a new financial era for the world. Asset-backed sovereign funds backed by physical gold were re-anchored to the U.S. and other participating sovereign nations' treasuries. The QFS could not be hacked, corrupted or controlled, while validating financial transactions worldwide in real time. Over the last 4 hours, 12,000 U.S. regional and local credit unions have successfully integrated the ISO 20022 protocol. The old banks were dying as the new network took their place. The corrupt Tier 1 mega banks that refused to comply with the asset-backed standards have had their settlement privileges permanently revoked by the military alliance. The NYSERDA liquidations, the hidden offshore pools used by the globalist corporations to short the markets and suppress humanity have been completely drained. Iraq has doubled its gold reserves, transforming worth of the dinar. China has accumulated gold, securing power and rewriting rules of global trade, a system of real value. Seven Trumpets, aka EBS text messages, will soon come through your cell phone to alert you to tune into your TV, radio or phone. President Trump would tweet, "My fellow citizens, a storm is brewing and that will unleash global martial law." The military will shut down all media, internet, phone and TV programs. Emergency services will still work. Internet and ATMs will not work during that time, and phones will only work if you call 911. This global martial law includes 10 days of communications darkness, emergency broadcast systems operating around the world, and an 8-hour documentary on fraud, corruption, P.A., arrests and courts around the world, to be broadcast 3 times a day, 24 hours a day. Jizara/NYSERDA will be activated. The release phase for Tier 4B, US, the Internet Group, activation has been set for Sunday, September 6, 2026. That's when the financial transition moves toward the ISO 20022 system. The military will remove cabal-controlled governments worldwide and simultaneously arrest 500,000 sealed indictments worldwide. After 10 days of communication darkness as we connect to a new financial network, the old systems of government, education, finance, health, trade and commerce will be dismantled and replaced. Friday, September 4, 2026, whispers from the alliance revealed an accelerated timeline for med beds, shifting from prior reports amid deep state sabotage attempts. Saturday, 5 September through Sunday, September 6, 2026, EBS alerts light every phone. Seven trumpets sound. The old world freezes. Screens go blank. Tier 4B notifications fire through redemption centers, not banks. ZIM holders book appointments. Sunday, September 6, 2026, BRICS nations unveil gold and asset-backed global currency reset. Fiat petrodollar collapses. Initial MedBed activations ignite in hidden alliance facilities worldwide, prioritizing the innocent victims of cabal experiments. Monday 7th of September and Tuesday September 8th, 2026. Seven trumpets sound over every cell phone. Emergency broadcast system alerts lock. Q phones activate with QFS wealth transfers. Old banking rails disconnect. Final release window. QFS wealth drop window. Old banks dark 10 days.
Martial law locks remaining PE medical arrests worldwide as CNN servers stay intercepted and military stands ready to seize networks that refuse the truth broadcast.
Tuesday, September 8, 2026, MedBed centers emerge in 209 nations under QFS protection, linked to gold-backed currencies. Wednesday, September 9, 2026, 10 days of darkness begin. Project Odin blackouts and Starlink EBS sees every screen.
Martial law locks PE networks, traffickers and banker elites. 8-hour documentaries run 24/7 on election fraud, TG, bioweapon shots and the Fort Knox $43 trillion gold audit.
Over 500,000 sealed indictments move to execution. Mass arrests via CIA databases pass 8 million. No income tax, tariffs plus 14% new goods sales tax only. Restored Republic stands. Deep state melting. God wins. Thursday, September 10, 2026, during the 10 days of darkness, Starlink beams MedBed tutorials globally via EBS, exposing how elites hoarded this tech for centuries while poisoning the masses with chemtrails and vax mandates.
Martial law sweeps in, locking down the PE networks as healing waves flood the planet, patriots rise, unbreakable.
Friday, September 11, 2026, U.S. Patriot Day Phase 1 MedBeds go live. Monday, September 14, 2026, Zimbabwe redemptions pour into humanitarian trusts, funding massive MedBed expansions. Tuesday, September 15, 2026, full MedBed release as indictments unseal. Hospital contracts die. Staff complete forced 72-hour quantum training. Friday, September 18, 2026, full MedBed rollout integrates with Jazara, offering immune optimizations that make viruses obsolete. Monday, September 21, 2026, all hospital bills zero. Wednesday, September 23, 2026, MedBeds available everywhere, heralding Trump's triumphant reveal of the restored republic, fiat ends, abundance flows, deep state defeated forever. Friday, September 4, 2026, Monday, August 31, 2026, the quantum financial system, QFS, global currency reset, GCR, was active, with at least 144 countries' currencies being gold-slash-asset-backed and trading at a one-to-one with each other. Nizara Jazara freedom from debt laws also activated across the world. Cellular networks switched to military frequencies in anticipation of EBS, MedBed activation and disclosure. Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. Friday, September 4, 2026, Quantum Access Cards cleared gold-backed U.S. notes as Operation Wealth Liberation 0902 unlocked 847 billion Tier 4B ledgers. A 2.3 quadrillion wealth drop left the vaults. Tier 4B, the Internet Group. Notifications already encoded. Activation tied directly to the EBS broadcast, some say will happen on Sunday, September 6, 2026, others say on Tuesday, September 8, 2026, or Wednesday, September 9, 2026. Saturday, September 5, 2026. Here is what the legacy banking cartel is desperately trying to censor before you wake up tomorrow morning. Sunday, September 6, 2026. 107, JFK Jr. On Telegram. The Tier 4B activation. The quantum handshake. The Nizara liquidations. The old world didn't just crash. The keys to the entire global wealth ledger were handed back to the people. The ghost currency is evaporating. The real asset-backed era is officially online. See daily reports. Saturday, September 5, 2026, there is a big crash coming. But we will go right into QFS. QFS is backed by digital, Tier 4B ISO 2022 on Telegram. Our money will be exchanged dollar for digital currencies. All debt forgiveness, mortgages, credit cards, any bank loan, car loans, student loans. Everything but personal loans like to an individual aka family member. 1. No more income slash property taxes. No filing every year, Trump has already eliminated the IRS and rolled it into Treasury. New Treasury is in Reno, Nevada. 2. 14-17% flat tax on all new items, cars, homes. 3. No tax on food or medicine. 4. Retirement protected, no change. 5. Social Security goes to 5K/month or 3X, whichever is more. 6. No birth certificates sold on stock exchange ever again. We get that back. 7. Country has to be at peace and not involved in any wars. 8. Government is only 1/10 of what it is now and without corruption. 9. Releases the St. Germain Trust and Rodriguez Trust for humanitarian projects. 10. Will release 6,000 patents to the public. 1 is cure for cancer. Med beds released. We will not have to take medication. 11. We will go back to constitutional law. Look up Act of 1871. The U.S. Incorporated was formed because we couldn't pay our bonds. The central banks owned us till Trump let it go bankrupt in 2017 to 2020. Saturday, September 5, 2026, central bank gold realignment exposed, QFS activated on Telegram. See daily reports. Welcome to the Great Awakening, Juan O'Savin, JFK Jr. On Telegram. Every cell phone on the planet will sound an alert to ignite temporary worldwide martial law, mass arrests, 10 days of disclosure and a gold-slash-asset-backed global currency reset of 209 nations. The BRICS alliance has dismantled the petrodollar. The world banks are broke due to fractional banking. For years they lent money they didn't have, shaking the financial world to its core. The 48-hour window. September 3, global synchronization begins. September 4, final verification. September 5, first accounts cleared. September 7, final release window. September 8, legacy rails isolated. September 10, new system operational. The key date is September 7, the alleged point of no return. Saturday, September 5, 2026, Project Cold Feet, the illegal no-fly zone, deep state, underground bases, FBI, CIA and the cold, icy shadows of Antarctica, secret war in Antarctica, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, September 5, 2026, 31 states defy the skies, America, LED by RFK Jr., moves to ban geoengineering, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, September 5, 2026, NYSERDA implements the following changes. Zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to illegal banking and government activities. This is the Federal Reserve's worst nightmare. A jubilee or a forgiveness of debt. Abolishes the income tax. Abolishes the IRS. Employees of the IRS will be transferred into the U.S. Treasury National Sales Tax Area. Creates a 14% flat rate non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will used items such as old homes. Increases benefits to senior citizens. Returns constitutional law to all courts and legal matters. Reinstates the original title of nobility amendment. Hundreds of thousands of Americans under the control of foreign powers will lose their citizenship, be deported to other countries, and barred from re-entry for the remainder of their life. And millions of people will soon discover their college degrees are now worthless paper. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after NYSERDA's announcement. The interim government will cancel all national emergencies and return us back to constitutional law. Monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. Creates a new U.S. Treasury, rainbow currency, backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the United States initiated by Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. Forbids the sale of American birth certificate records as chattel property bonds by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment with constitutional law. Eliminates the Federal Reserve System. During the transition period, the Federal Reserve will be allowed to operate side by side of the U.S. Treasury for 1 year in order to remove all Federal Reserve notes from the money supply. Restores financial privacy. Retrains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law. ceases all aggressive, U.S. government military actions worldwide. Establishes peace throughout the world. Releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. Enables the release of over 6,000 patents of suppressed technologies that are being withheld from the public under the guise of national security, including free energy devices, anti-gravity, and sonic healing machines. Because President Clinton's clone had no interest in signing NESARA into law on October 10, 2000, under orders from U.S. military generals, the elite Naval SEALs and Delta Force stormed the White House and under gunpoint forced Bill Clinton to sign NESARA. During this time, Secret Service and White House security personnel were ordered to stand down, disarmed, and allowed to witness this event under a gag order. Out.